Thunder Bay. Dougal Media reached out to school board trustee candidates in the public and Catholic board races and are publishing the answers to a series of questions posed to them. Not all candidates responded with answers to the questions posed. 1. Why did you decide to run for school board trustee?
I first ran for trustee in 2014. I had just retired from a long career in education as a teacher and a union leader locally and provincially. Becoming a trustee has allowed me to have a very full perspective of education and in a position to put children first in the decisions that I make. I love education. I am passionate about all children having the best education possible for them. That is why I ran in 2014 and again now. I understand the impact that policy, the strategic plan and governance have on public education and felt that I would like to serve in that capacity as an elected trustee. 2. What is the biggest challenge schools in our community currently face? How do you propose to address it?
This question is very broad-based. Because of the pandemic, it is extremely important that children are given the best opportunities for mental health support and for learning, addressing learning gaps as a result of the pandemic. Ensuring that staff have the resources to make this happen is important, and trustees can make that happen through budget and advocacy. 3. What is the single greatest impact you plan to make for students?
Knowing that all children are in a safe, welcoming environment and have equity in learning is of extreme importance to me. With that said, I will continue to advocate for enhancing and expanding Indigenous cultural learning, native language classes and social justice supports through being active on board committees such as the Equity and Inclusive Education Committee and the Aboriginal Education Advisory Committee. If a child does not feel safe and welcomed at school, it is very hard to learn. 4. How can school boards support equity, diversity, inclusion and human rights initiatives?
School boards must be aware of the issues that face children and make sure that when approving policy that the policy reflects the needs of children in this respect.
Trustees are not able to do programming, but we support that through the decisions we make in strategic planning.
The new strategic plan developed by trustees has many ways to support equity, diversity, inclusion, and human rights initiatives.
Of particular importance is the Indigenous Learning Framework in ensuring that all students have the benefit of Indigenous ways of learning and importantly children who identify as First Nation, Métis or Inuit. 5. What can trustees do concretely to improve graduation rates at board high schools?
Trustees support graduation coaches, approve budget directed to assist students through programs such as the KZ Lodge, summer credit recovery programs, and having human and other resources that support provide support.
Trustees also advocate through the trustee associations who in turn bring the needs of boards to the provincial government.
Northern school districts have different challenges than Southern Ontario.
Trustees at LPS have written open letters to the Minister of Education to bring focus on specific northern needs.
6. Do you feel the budget process adequately reflects the needs of the classroom?
The budget is primarily focused on the classroom as everything in the school board is for the student.
Do I think that the money provided by the government is entirely adequate?
No. The budget process is open to the public and the public is invited to submit their suggestions to the budget committee, made up of trustees.
7. As schools transition from COVID-19, what do you think needs to be done to address the effects of the pandemic on mental health and well-being, student engagement and learning recovery?
It is important that I support items in the budget that focus on student achievement and programs and resources that focus on the mental health and well-being as well as addressing learning gaps as a result of the pandemic.
Bringing needs in these areas to the government's attention is part of my role as a trustee.
Therefore, advocating when I can is essential.
Supporting staff in our schools by way of the decisions we make on policy, budget and through committees.
Staff deliver service to students directly and I need to ensure my decisions support them.
8. Knowing and acknowledging that many Indigenous students already face significant gaps in learning outcomes and achievement, what would you propose to do to mitigate learning loss specific to the unique challenges and needs faced by many Indigenous students across many Indigenous communities in the province, particularly those in remote areas?
Trustees approved a new strategic plan for LPS and a groundbreaking Indigenous learning framework.
Reconciliation is the backbone of the strategic plan.
Having a focus on Indigenous learning is important for reconciliation.
Supporting the strategic plan and monitoring the progress with yearly updates to the strategic plan is important work.
Personally, I will always put my name forward to be part of the Aboriginal Education Advisory Committee and continue to learn and be part of important recommendations for Indigenous ways of learning for all students. Trustees support cultural programs, land-based learning, FMNI tutors and other programs. 9. Can you comment on what schools need to support students with special needs? As a former special education teacher and classroom teacher, I know that having student support professionals to assist with student learning are essential in today's classrooms. Classroom teachers need professional learning opportunities to enhance their skills. Children need to having educational, behavioral and other assessments within an adequate space of time. Continuing to develop and maintain the community partnerships is essential. 10. What are your views on the role of technology in teaching and learning? We live in a world of technology. Children need to have every opportunity to learn and develop skills that allow them to understand how technology is used, become expert in the use of technology and also the pitfalls of the same technology. I am not in favor of increasing mandatory online classes for secondary students, nor am I in favor of outsourcing those classes to non-qualified teachers. The pandemic has shown us that students learn best in a classroom with teachers and education workers.